probably call the intestines when that cooks the...
You thinking about the entrails? Was that one?
Entrails or... What are these things, you know, that you can cook from a hog? They really smell terrible when you're cooking them. Yeah, it's actually the intestines, I think.
Entrails, it ain't lard, or what they make lard out of?
Well, this is something that's kind of real crisp, you know, after it gets cooked. You ever heard people talk about chitlins?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's the intestines, isn't it?
Comes off of it, it's fat that's on
that. Oh, is that it? Well, when you hear people talk about crackling, what is that?
Same thing. To me it is, I don't know.
Have you ever heard people talk about the hashlet? Something like that?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Never seen it used. Anyway.
But you have heard people talk about the liver and lights?
Yeah, the liver is usually about all we kept out of it. Maybe it keeps the lights.
Yeah. Let's say if you're on a farm and you hear your cows mooing, they're probably getting hungry. You said, well, I might say, well, you know, it's so late, just get right on to
feeding time. Time to do the chores.
Being raised on a farm, you'd probably be good with this next question. What about if you had some cows out in the pasture and you wanted to get them to come up from the pasture? How would you call to them to get them to come up?
Sup.
Would that work for a calf too?
Usually a calf is probably the mama.
You ever hear people say, sup calf?
Yeah.
Something like that? Well, what about if you had some horses out in the pasture and you want to get them to come up?
Usually whistle for them.
Whistle the horse?
I don't know if they got keener ears or what, but they can hear a whistle a pretty good way.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if you were plowing with some mules? Is there anything you could say to them to get them to turn left or right?
Gee and haw.
Mm-hmm.